in the second paragraph, which Dave cited, it gives another aspect of the character and the nature of God. It says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Gary, if you could lay out what that aspect that they called out means.
Well, first of all, Sam, you know, when we look at what was brought out here in the Declaration of Independence, we see not only a governmental document, but we see theology in here. And, you know, when you look at that entire second paragraph that you referred to, it really is filled with theology and theological principles. Let me just read some of it. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men were created equal, that they were endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that is, rights that do not come from mankind, they come from God, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government, of the governed, excuse me. But, you know, when you look at that particular statement, it says we hold these truths to be self-evident. Isn't that an apologetic statement? I mean, they understood theology. They understood who God is. They understood where we came from. They understood what government is all about, and they clearly related it right here in the Declaration of Independence. You know, there's been discussion over the past years that maybe what we need is another Declaration of Independence. I'll tell you what, Sam, we don't need another one. We need to follow this one. And if indeed there was another one written, I submit to you, there would not be the theological foundation in a new Declaration of Independence that was in this first one. But, you know, in more specifically answering your question, what we need to understand is that God is the source of all things. When we recognize and apply that principle, then God blesses. When we do not recognize and apply that principle, then God judges. And the reason why God blessed the United States of America is that it was built upon the principle of the fact that God is the source of all things, whether you're talking about the unalienable rights that He has given us or anything else. God is the source of all things. And, you know, I said to my own congregation recently that from the days of Christopher Columbus coming to the New World, right on down through the Pilgrims and the Puritans, and right up to about 1850, we had people in pre-America and then in America recognize the greatness of God. In 1850, when Charles Darwin came on the scene, people began to question God. And from that particular point, the United States of America has gone down morally, it's gone down spiritually, it's gone down emotionally, and it's all because of the fact that God's been put out of the picture, and that therefore brings the judgment of God. Remember that an understanding of who God is, what God expects, and how God functions, and living out that understanding brings God's blessing. Rejecting that understanding brings God's judgment. And that's what I fear we're seeing in America today.
Well, I tell you, Gary and Dave, you really have brought in so much. And ladies and gentlemen, you can sense how what you're hearing here could produce hours of sermons. And in fact, our founding pastors, we would call them, did in fact preach hours of instruction from God's Word, because they understood that these principles, starting with God, who He is, authority, Creator, they knew and they understood it as accepted. And they built upon it a framework of government, because the Bible speaks about what government should be. It speaks about what laws should be. This is what's called Judeo-Christian viewpoint. This is what's been incorporated within our Declaration of Independence. And so in every regard, as we said from the beginning, in these days when we have trouble, we're either going to run towards God and reacquaint ourselves with who He is, or we're going to run into the arms of an iron-fisted government who thinks they are God. There is no other choice. It's that serious, ladies and gentlemen, but thankfully, God's Word has all the answers.